Attention, attention. On request of others, I'll give the news now. There could be a test any day if we don't have more interest. Certainly there will be Tuesday. You can depend on it over all the material that we've covered. Radio Jerusalem. We're not complimentary of Begin, as there seems to be quite a division in the Israeli forces and populace. Radio Tel Aviv, the capital of Jerusalem, was overly critical of the government of Begin and said he was endangering their nation and the world with a nuclear holocaust. Begin says that Camp David will be the last chance for peace. From then on, we will use and employ every weapon that we have in our arsenal. That was interpreted by United Nations officials to believe that Israel will shoot into their enemy territory, wipe out concentration camps with such devices as atomic bombs and neutron bombs. That would be the beginning of the war that would make USA a desert. Lebanon, Israel will not allow destruction of the Christian fascist fanatics that they have in the south of Lebanon, who are indeed contributing to the invasion of Lebanon. Israel supporting the lesser of two evils. Christian fascist militia, in their mind, are the Muslims of Lebanon, which are very socialistically oriented. Sadat says it is also the last chance for a peaceful settlement, that is the Camp David summit, that is the 6th and 7th of this September. Hussein, King Hussein of Jordan, upheavals and governments in Arab world are moving all of the Arab world, said Radio Tel Aviv, towards socialism and Marxist-Leninism. He calls also King Hussein of Jordan for the reunification of all Arab nations. No willingness from Begin for territorial concessions on the West Bank, said Radio Tel Aviv. The commentator was very sharp and very caustic about the Begin regime. Radio Tel Aviv, now remember, is the capital of Israel. It shows a growing movement in Israel who do not like the dictatorship and the Zionist superiority concept of religion that Begin and his crowd espouse. Christian Scientist Monitor, one of the leading objective journals of the establishment press, although it lies all the time too, just like them. But it says USSR warns against U.S. troops in the Sinai region. It is now Christian Monitor's view, as BBC and other Western capitalist European powers in NATO, that USA already have the plans to take the soldiers that have no jobs in USA and put them over in the Sinai to make them gun fodder while they're protecting the territory that they hope to find some oil in Sinai, that Israel attacked aggressively and conquered by the worst fascist methods in our era, except for Adolf Hitler. Israel fascist mentality charges Radio Tel Aviv of all things. There's an Arab majority in their conquered lands and in Israel. The Arab majority is getting stronger. The Arab minority, is getting stronger. Israeli teachers are threatening to strike. Gangs planting bombs in Jerusalem. Crime is out of control in Israel, though it's a modern state upheld by our tax dollars, which always causes a pain to come to my stomach, in spite of the fact of all of their modernity and money that's backed them and military hardware and special loans. Gangs, street gangs, are planting bombs in Jerusalem, warring within each other. Gangs against gangs, like every city in USA. Our children would have certainly been killed or put in jail, because the news says that now the gangs run certain ghettos in the USA. Radio Moscow brought that out earlier. that gangs already rule the ghettos of every city in the United States. Rome, Pope John Paul installed. I hope this son of a bitch finally does. Going to be transforming the lives of 48 countries. They must think that tongue-in-cheek, that his few jewels that he's handing out, is going to do anything to save the world. Nicaragua, says Radio Jerusalem. Somoza, Chambers of Congress, says 89% business in Managua are closed. Even the business people and the only trade unions, all three, are in cooperation in a nationwide general strike, even though they face imprisonment for life or death by Somoza's secret police, by a firing squad. That shows some bravery. And nobody is capable of being a socialist until they're not afraid of death. It's just a quiet rest. We cannot take our lives, because as certain as I'm talking to you, you just have to come back and face it all over again. But it's good for people not to be afraid to die for what they believe. Organization of African States is taking up matter of description of disruption. The Organization of American States, not African, the Organization of American States, which is the Latin nations such as Venezuela and Brazil and a number of others, Peru, hosts of them, Suriname, Guyana has never entered because they more or less have a capitalist platform. So Guyana and Cuba do not interfere. The Organization of African States, they don't even have membership. Guyana does not even have membership, or does Cuba, in the Organization of African States. But the situation has gotten so much out of hand, disruption in Nicaragua, and the citizens fighting with the military in an open civil war, that they're calling for the immediate resignation of Nicaragua's dictator Somoza, who's been upheld by our tax dollars for 40-some years, one of the bloodiest dictators of all time. Venezuela is upset with unrest in Nicaragua. All these people in the Organization of American States fear a communist takeover like Cuba. Right-wing Begin's speech of Israel was very superficial, restricting arms. The negotiations delayed several months from terminating. Now, this is again Jerusalem Radio attacking their own prime minister, which is considerable breakthrough. There's a working class consciousness at a fast rate, that they know that the worst enemy is the capitalist exploiter. After all, they were exploited by capitalism in Germany, and the early early Jews were one of the best buffers that blacks had. They got the civil rights legislation passed, and they were the founders of the first communist revolution in 1917 by Vladimir Lenin. All right, continue with the news. Yugoslavia, Croatian segments of their population have settled in Australia, have taken over the Yugoslav embassy and an Australian building, demanding independence of Croatia from what they call the chauvinistic communist state of Yugoslavia. As you know, Yugoslavia is not aligned under Marshal Tito and came under fire from Moscow recently for giving China encouragement in her nuclear genocide approach to life and for giving certain concessions and praising China and also denouncing the Soviet Union. Yugoslavia has denied this, but Radio Moscow seems to be right on. I've not found them in any discrepancy yet. Ethiopia's been able to succeed most of the Eritrean insurrectionists that are backed by the USA and her lackeys of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. From Sinai, it's not clear. I can't hear what they what they are saying here on the radio about that. From Sinai. From Sinai, the essence of it is, will probably be the Near East, the beginning of a nuclear war. Teat, Israeli, three-man meeting of the cabinet to oppose Begin's policies. Jimmy Carter returns from his vacation, as you know. He planned 2 weeks, but he only got barely over a week to watch the deregulation of natural gases. He is for the big business. So you heard yesterday how the psychometric PSC psychological stress machine or device can prove when someone's lying. And the most prestigious one in America that's acceptable for the defense of anyone accused of a crime says that Jimmy Carter lies on all points. He lied on the point that he was interested in the working class. They studied his speech stresses and so forth, and it reveals whether or not you are telling the truth. It's down to a very precise science. He also lied when he said he was going to help the little man and get jobs and homes. It clearly showed, said the capitalist psychological stress center, that he is only going to do the biddings of the big businesses and give them the special assistance. September 12th has Americans who can go in to help the Soviet Union. They'll be exchanging again with the Soviet Union. Supreme Court last year, no more attitude against it than standby interruption.
September 12th has Americans who can go in to help Russians. What the hell's that mean? Supreme Court law. Okay.
Continue with the news. Hello? They are sure that it will be upheld by the U.S. reactionary Supreme Court appointed by the imperialist President Nixon for the most part. So there we are, being set back. There'll be no more special opportunities for blacks to learn or minorities. They'll be confined to cheap, dirty schools in the neighborhood and will not be sent to the more advanced schools where they have the best science programs, math, and other of the liberal arts. So here we go, set back now to what the Supreme Court decided in the early 50s were unconstitutional under Eisenhower, that there cannot be justice under the so-called doctrine of separate but equal. It is a prelude, said the voice of the Radio Canada, to a fascist takeover and building a apartheid system in USA where blacks, Asians, and Indians will be placed in concentration camps and will do the bidding of the government or the military. Pope John, surprising choice. It freaks out many progressives, particularly in German, the German progressives and English. He wants to visit South America as soon as possible. That is the new double-talking, hypocritical Pope. Rising criticism of census ethnic focus. Plans for the 1980 census are meeting growing opposition from population concerns and experts. The charge that the Census Bureau has succumbed to pressure from ethnic groups, black, Indian, and Asian, and cluttered the new questionnaire with items designated mainly to enhance, that is to help the political power of minority leaders. Even the San Francisco Chronicle could not deny this truth brought out by the European press. Under current plans, all 73 million households in the United States will receive a form asking one of 14 races, among them Samoan, Eskimo, what type of Indian you are, what Asian, and naturally black. It is said that this questionnaire, according to BBC, is only devoted to those who will be put in concentration camp or exterminated in later times. There also seems to be a heavily harassing nature by the United States against the Hispanic or the Chicano native Mexicans in USA. So they're trying to get, as the FBI and the CIA, they're trying to get all Chicanos removed from United States soil. FBI director approved a secret 1964 proposal suggesting that the Bureau groom a well-known New York lawyer to replace Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., because he said, "We'll get the bastard." The FBI director, Hoover, said, "We'll get the bastard. There's no need for any further proof." The movement was the effort and attention to trying to get a right-wing Uncle Tom Black civil rights leader in the place of King. The story was covered by the foreign edition of the New York Times. Naturally, they wouldn't want the average citizen to know their dirty work. Students exiled, then ostracized. Roberto Mondale, the kidnap packed kid with his knapsack packed with books by Lenin, earned his one-way ticket to Linosa, a stark island between Sicily, I haven't had any sleep for days, so overlook it, and Tunisia, which has to bring in the water by ferry, water by boat, because police found his phone number in the wrong person's possession. Mander, a 25-year-old language expert at Rome University, became the latest Italian to be exiled within his own country under a 100-year-old false law that allows police in any division to simply arrest citizens simply on the suspicion of there being a danger to society. 1437 has given the USA the same possibility. FBI files show how Bureau Black plotted against Martin Luther King. Newly released FBI files reveal the FBI in authorized forms and orders that came directly from the FBI head and perhaps even the president to groom a unidentified black activist to work together with them in an effort, quote unquote, from the FBI memo that they got, in an effort to absolutely eliminate Dr. Martin Luther King. That was several years before the civil rights leader was murdered, according to Radio Netherlands, with the assistance of the U.S. government. Again, our tax dollars. How much we have done. Terrorizing. Chilean conspiracy alleged. Three more accused in envoy slaying. Three anti-Castro fascist Cuban exiles were charged yesterday in the U.S. court in the plot to kill former Chilean diplomat Orlando Letelier. He's the man that I prophetically told him to stay in our church in San Francisco. He left, and only a matter of days thereafter, he was murdered on Embassy Row with the explosion that killed a white young activist mother and left her husband alone to rear the children. The FBI said that Lunacio, stand by. Beginning with the news again, the FBI said Ignacio Novo Sample, 39, a naturalized citizen, has been arrested in Newark, New Jersey, late Thursday, as the FBI is feeling the pinch, having to show some consistency with so-called human rights, hypocritical human rights policy of Carter. The FBI last month alone charged a fourth man, Michael V. Townley, one of the low bums that were used in the murder and the conspiracy to murder. Letelier, Townley, and American who had lived for many years in Chile is reportedly cooperating with authorities who have been charged, who have charged he was, no, who have charged that he was an agent of the Chilean Dread Secret Police, DINA. However, authorities in BBC say this mock trial is going on because USA is about to be caught in close alliance with the most dreaded dictatorship in South America, Pinochet's Chile. Continuing with the news. Russian missile superiority already, said BBC. The USA has given incorrect information yesterday. The Soviet Union's new super accurate missiles are far advanced beyond that of the US and her NATO lackey allies. They developed the concept that blasts holes in Carter's concept of nuclear deterrence. The authority British Aerospace magazine Flight reported yesterday. It's easy for USA to put our lives on the altar of human sacrifice, said England would sink in the sea in a nuclear war, and the USA and NATO are trying to bring about just that, and China also, according to the BBC. Labor news spokesman is trying to provoke World War III. The Soviet Union now has NATO pinned against the wall, the weekly said. For years, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization has counted on its technological lead, the fascists have, to outweigh the numerical superiority of the Soviet-led Warsaw Pact. But it is not successful, and BBC said as much, that Carter was nothing more or less than a liar. Pretty strong language, but that's what they say. Carter is really no different than a liar. Continuing with the news, a new health era in care for the aged. Canadian tragedies are unfolding in the care that the world's most affluent nation, USA and Canada, given to elderly. The care that's supposed to be given to the elderly of USA and Canada is absolutely deplorable. Families and governments are spending spending billions on the well-being of the growing segment of the United States population, making care of the aged one of the nation's fastest growing and most profitable services. But that is the catch, says AP. The owners of these corporate nursing homes, big business, has taken over the nursing home, and there will not be any concern by those bureaucrats, as Marshall can tell you, who investigated all senior citizen hospitals and facility. They will never change because they're only interested in one damn thing. That's profit. 3,000 job hunters. This is a sport part of the crowd. Only a part. 3,000. That storm police barricades on 136th Street in the South Bronx yesterday morning. Consolidated Industries of America, America, as the Russians would say, which is building there and offering a few jobs with salaries ranging from $2 an hour for an unskilled labor to a minimum of $8. Isn't that nice of them? For supervisors. Some of the job seekers had showed up at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday. And then when a rumor started that all the job applications had been given out, this forced stand by. Trying to listen.
Okay, you're on.
The form started appealing. The form started selling, rather, for as much as $15 in the crowd. So masses of hungry people in the East Coast could get jobs. They were packed like mackerels. The estimation goes up to 12,000. Voice of America itself agreed that there were 3,000 who'd run out of welfare, no means of support, in the South Bronx alone. That's one little neighborhood of New York City. Don't tell me things are getting bad. And most of the crowd were white, even. The working class in general are being destroyed, are attempting to be destroyed by U.S. monopoly capitalism. Remember to review Harlan County. You might ask for that this afternoon. If children don't watch too many news items, it should be pointed out by someone that can, after hours, like Jack Beam and others who know something of the South, that how much solidarity of the poor can take place, though it's too late for USA, according to all scientists, to avoid nuclear war. Attorneys for Watergate figure John Mitchell yesterday sought his early parole following a similar effort to further lighten the prison sentences of Nixon White House advisor H.R. Haldeman. Attorney General, highest law enforcement in United States official who went to jail, Mitchell is on medical furlough from the prison camp to Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama and is recovering in Columbia President Hospital in New York City from his surgery. He will be eligible for parole on June 21st, one day after Haldeman, former White House Chief of Staff, becomes eligible. At least by next June, they're going to let out one of the most despicable of criminals. Very good. Nothing that surprises us. The Food and Drug Administration in the United States allows filth in all of our loved ones' food. Horrible, sickening filth, including decomposed insects and human excrement or shit and other nauseous garbage is allowed in the food of all senior citizen homes, rest homes, and convalescents. Is this horrible? That they're supposed to be their care entrusted to big capitalist monopolies that control, unfortunately, all nursing homes. Originally set up to guard Americans from rotten infested food, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Public Health Service now has a legal allowance for how much filth a manufacturer or processor can out into the food you eat, can put into the food you eat. They've got bribes and kickbacks coming to the FDA. No wonder they won't ban sodium nitrate that causes cancer in the mill, in the meals, and the regular meat protein meals every day of U.S. citizens. Chocolate can have 60 insects fragments per 100 grams in 3.5 ounces. Frozen fish, that's enough. The chocolate candy in U.S. is enough to cause you death or serious crippling disability. Frozen fish can be decomposed more than 25% per pound, are completely decomposed, and already dread bacteria that causes disease are in the fish in the United States. 1/4 of all the fish have these terrible bacteria, and food that is turned into shit, completely decomposed. Popcorn can have 1 rodent hair or a pallet. Stand by. Again, unfortunately, popcorn can have rodent hair, as I said, or a pellet in every 10 ounces of 20 rat gnawed grains kept in storage per pound. In other words, 20% of the wheat and the flour you get in USA have rat shit mixed in it. Rats, you know, are the bearers of bubonic plague that is already rising in the United States with a new disease that's almost out of control, anthrax. Look that up in your dictionary. You will be required to know what anthrax is in the next test. 20% of any coffee beans can be infested by insects, mold, or dirt. Hops. To make beer, hops. To make beer, all the beer in USA can have 2,500 aphids, small insects, in every 10% of their beer solution. Those can cause stomach poisoning and other diseases that they don't even know how serious this time. Big business, all they want to do is sell things in the USA. They give not a damn, not a continental, on how many people they kill. Tomato sauce paste or pizza sauce, all tomato sauce paste or pizza sauce, will have 30% fly eggs or 15 eggs and 1 larva, maybe fly, or 2 larva, 4, now hold on to your hats with this, 1/10 of the pound of all these things that go out, 1/10 of the tomato sauce, 1/10 of the pizza sauce are filled. There's another words, every 10%, there's 10 times the 30, in other words, there would be 300 fly eggs, and 20% or 15 eggs per 1/10, that'd be 150 eggs in every bottle of tomato sauce and pizza sauce, and 1 larva, baby fly, for every 1/10. That means there's 10 baby flies ground up in the tomato sauce and the pizza sauce. thousands of food items on the federal government's Federal Drug Administration list carry such ridiculous, arbitrary filth allowances because big business monopoly capitalism rules USA. Everything you eat is allowed to be contaminated by the law that favors the rich. What am I reading from? New York Times. What am I commenting from? New York Times. New York Times Foreign Edition. One angry consumer blast. If those allowances are legal, I'd like to know how much more filth is in our food that they're not telling us about. Without the government ever finding out or trying to, or even paying any attention. They want us older people over 60 dead, said this spokesperson. Worse, we pay expensive prices for the filth, and again, for the fancy packaging that gives us the false illusion that there are no poisons and larvae and insects and rodent shit or pellet manure in them. Quite a horrible revelation of what our people are having to endure. This is the elimination of the news for this hour. There may be more from the Soviets later on the day. So study your news as regularly and thoroughly as you can.
I'd like the medical staff to check anyone that's had a history of cancer. We need to order some apricot seeds, and we need to get immediate information about the anti-cancer venom, in the ordinary mosquito, so we can use it. Furthermore, stand by. What was I going to do? No, John. So, of importance to you is that we've been given the full school licensing. No one else has been tolerated as foreigners to run their own school. Also, be able to talk to anyone I bring you up to, senior or youth. What is the PNC? People's National Congress. What is the avant-garde? That means advance guard. That means people that are brave enough to go on the front lines and fight for liberation. That's what avant-garde means. Again, I urge to keep the places clean. Around the vegetable stand, I found food wasted earlier. Please stop this. We can't afford one bit of waste. Some of you try so hard. You, Ken, and the other was making were making things we could mass produce. Please keep on it. You've done a remarkable job. Someone else also.
Who's the black man that involved himself in inspection?
Stand by.
Who's the other?
Attention. Attention. What we need is some real expertise in Georgetown to do some motor repair, so we won't have to buy any more than our two trucks and our two vans. Charlie's going to be delegating his authority to his son, Al Touche. He is quite capable, and you listen to him in that department. Again, attorneys have the proper forms for Charlie to begin the process for Neil, because Neil would die without him. It's obvious how much he loves him and how close he is to him. Now, I had some other thought. Stand by. Another member of People's Temple who was involved in the conspiracy, Mary Richter. We were told by telephone information that she is paralyzed from her neck down. She could have stayed here and been safe. She was struck over by a racist mob of young people. They never even stopped to look at what damage she'd done. Don't forget Johnny, his mother-in-law he loved.
She came to the church, couldn't theologically get out of the Baptist bend, and so what happened to her? She went to a hospital and became paralyzed, or rather, the stomach fluid was not pumped. That was all that would be required. So toxicity formed, and this young woman of 50 years died. It happens every day. I don't bother you with it. For God's sakes, get grateful for what you have, a medical team that studies you from the top to the bottom. One that Dr. Goodett said was the best and most brilliant doctor he'd seen. The cytologist should be written, by the way. The cytologist stressed that he, Dr. Shack, was the best doctor. He identified every cancer cell. And he said he was the best in 5,000 doctors he had trained. He's a cancer expert who worked with Dr. Papp, that invented the Pap smear for women to find out what conditions they were in, whether or not they were fertile. Anyway, I wanted to say that again. I don't want to mince my words. I want the parsonage beautified with things that will be eaten. I want that kept up urgently. I'm appreciative of the ones that made the basketball court under my son Stephen, because it means a good place where children can work off energy, and I know that fair play will be there, and because the nursery must, by necessity, be one of the last priorities. We've got to get supplies, and that's what Kay and Charlie are going into, and negotiate on some income-producing properties. I can't think of anything else I need to say to you. Much love, Hachu Mir, Hachu Mir. Hachu Mir. I want close supervision under Dr. Edwards, supervisor of enlightenment, to get every person that goes up to the table to sign a paper, by the way, to help flow, and what's the other? Who else have they got in besides McIlvain? B. Hollins, Flo, and McIlvain. We are going to use all of our might and our, but any of you, again, that have relatives, our friends that would do something for you by writing against telling how good a people we were and never capable of threatening anyone. I sent out a voice print about 4 o'clock this morning and challenged them to study it, because voice print can be entered into a court. Voice print, as I told you with Carter, can reveal whether you're lying or telling the truth. And I told them to take my voice that I had never, once in my life, threatened anybody's life. So let's get letters out to Walt Thane. Let's get that good white doctor that came and visited and loved it so much, in spite of the conspiracy pouring all the dirty press on him. He's still solidly behind us. So we shall overcome. That is determination. We shall overcome. But be prepared for visits from government officials all week long, and Charles Gary, our attorney. So have everything spick and span order. Weeds cut down, round fences, no weeds growing. Thank you and much love. Attention, attention. I thought it might be a fascination to you that they had the National Congress and the Deputy Foreign Minister, not Deputy Foreign Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, Dr. Ptolemy Reed, a true Marxist, is going to Moscow to negotiate mutual agreements, perhaps some for self-defense, but certainly some to save the faltering economy. Guyana Chronicle is taking a very sharp attack on the CIA in Guyana and the Caribbean, accusing them of trying to destabilize. So that's good news that they are beginning to see the light, the ones that didn't. Stand by. What about it? Attention. Attention. Nicaragua has also been sharply condemned by Guyana, as you know, and a pledge of mutual support to the Nicaraguan people, along with Cuba. So we're glad for that kind of information. Study your Russian well. I insist. You could put on the film, as I said, the band quits at 4. You could put on the film about Harlan County, which you will be tested over, to show that the working class struggle is not one of black against white, but the poor working class against the oppressive capitalist, neo-fascist, imperialist that govern USA and her lackeys. I just wanted to add that bit of good news. We were well received by the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, and they'll be coming out soon. They're showing fascinating assistance and interest to us. Thank you so much, and I love you very dearly. Attention. It is imperative that you go in the library of the second school pavilion and sign up with Professor Tropp about this clear harassment of our members, and point out the Trotskyite mentality. They were disappointed when we put them out of the church because we would not get involved in any physical violent activity. We deplore violence. No one can be trusted with power and violence. Social change must come in many countries, but there must always be peaceful cooperation. What was the other? Stand by.
Well, I think you're going to be hitting around 1,000 pounds a day then. And, you know, in the future, we probably won't get them down here for 6 months.
Tell Don Fitch to repair the phone in Georgetown so no one can make outgoing calls. $400. And I want to hear from you that did it. We'll find it out, because we have a high, powerful friend in the telephone company that informs us of the numbers. Tell it now, and you'll have no difficulty at all. Maybe some of you didn't realize how much it cost, but that phone is never to be used except by emergency needs by the coordinator. That's to be understood. Please understand that clearly. Remember, there'll be a list by Dr. Tropp as you go by to dine, which you sign before you eat, as well as you answer our good Reb Edwards, Supervisor of Political Enlightenment. We've got to keep ourselves informed. That will impress the Russian ambassador and delegation of doctors that are coming to check me and others, me particular. Though I can assure you, I have a feeling I did with Marston what I did there. Dr. Gary became a convinced believer after seeing her x-ray showing splots all over and cancer cells. She went on to the next hospital, Dr. Reed Memorial Hospital